Thanks for calling customer support. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
Yeah, hi. I thought I was just doing a survey for Walmart, and it said that I was going to get something free or whatever, and they just charged me $6.95, and then I read somewhere you're going to take $54 and something out. So it's some kind of a scam or whatever, extraordinary quality. I want it completely erased from my card. Actually, I'm going to call Capital One and just get a whole new. They'll stop it. They'll stop the charge.
Okay, can I have you? And you did say you was charged, correct?
Yeah, they took $6.95 out, and it was supposed to be something free because I did. It was a survey. Walmart. If I did any online shopping, which I shop not very much with Walmart, but I have done. So I just innocently filled out this survey, and I was supposed to win something, and it said congratulations, blah blah blah, and I should have known when you asked for my credit card that I shouldn't have done it, and. Now there's $6.95 pending on my card, so I want, and then something about $54 monthly being taken out. I thought, no way! Good Lord, I should have known better than to do a survey and not even know what the clock it was about. I usually pass that stuff up, but I didn't.
Okay,
Now,
yes, ma'am.
are you with Extraordinary? Who actually am I talking to?
So we're just a third-party call center that serves multiple companies' accounts. So yes,
I
ma'am,
see.
I can try to assist you with this. Can I have your zip code?
Yeah, 983 98. Dadgummit! I'm so upset with this thing. I don't need to be doing this right now. 98390, I believe it is.
Okay. And your first and last name?
First name is Carol. Last name is Maddox. M as in Mary. A D as in David. D as in David. U X. I already contacted Capital One, and they said give them a call, and if they don't do anything about it, then they will just give me and they'll stop everything on my card and give me a new one.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm trying to search you up. Can you spell your first and last name for me again?
Yeah, Carol, and the last name is Maddox. M as in Mary. A D as in David. D as in David. U X.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. I don't see where we have an account in here for you. And did you just place that order?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. That could be why it takes maybe an hour to generate, or maybe an hour or two to generate through our system. If you could give us a call back early in the morning, or maybe in another hour or so, and we will be able to assist you with those charges and get you refunded, okay?
The six now, okay, and are you representing Extraordinary?
I'm not sure if we actually represent that company because we do service over 400 products and 400
Oh,
companies.
good Lord.
So,
Do you really?
yes, ma'am. I don't really remember off the top of my head, but we can, check to see.
Yeah. Either that or I can just, because the guy at the agent at Capital One said, Carol, we'll just close your account and just send you a new card, which would take care of this going through, I would think, because it's pending. It's $6.95.
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't know what, I mean, because what time would I, what is tomorrow? Tomorrow is, it's Saturday. What time are you on?
Well, we're open 24/7.
Oh, okay. So I couldn't. So you're saying that you're not showing this transaction of $6.95?
Correct. I'm not even showing an account for you at all. Like, I looked up by your name and everything, and I don't see an account for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Because it's on w when it says report a problem, I clicked on it and it came up. Give us a call, and it says, "Give us a call at 1-800-227." This is probably Capital One, 227-4825, to protect your account and report suspected fraud. An agent will walk you through steps to lock your card, review recent charges, and send you a new card. I think I'm going to go that route because otherwise, it's just I don't like the fact that nothing can be done right immediately, if it, I mean, I don't know. I should have never done it. Gadgummit! It's so they can just send me a new card and it would stop. What they said is not really happening because it was a survey and then you win this whatever thing, and it said nothing about charging. And then it came across with, it was on my phone, and I'm talking on my phone, said something about $54.95 a month, and I thought, what are they talking about? It was supposed to be, good grief, I should have never done it. Huh. So it's either wait and call tomorrow. And why am I calling? Oh, because it's pending? Because it's not showing up in your record? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. It's not showing up in our record just yet.
I see. Okay. Yeah, because it's still pending. I don't know when it would. So if I waited and called you guys, what, in the morning or something? Because you said, because it's going to be pending. If it takes a while to clear, I would think.
Yes,
I just don't want my information out there for anybody to use, and obviously I've done it now. I don't know. I think I may just call Capital One back and see what they say. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yeah, otherwise I'll give you guys a call back. We'll see what Capital One says.
Yes,
all right. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yeah, bye-bye.